This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing a chapter study of Deuteronomy 32. The title we gave the chapter was A Faithful God, and the key verse was 39. A significant truth: God will fulfill His plan for His people without compromising Himself. He will judge sin while always looking for a repentant heart. He can and will forgive and renew. After identifying some cross-references and considering some problems or questions, we built an outline. God is faithful in His nature, His provision, His discipline, and His plan. The final step in this study approach is to summarize what you've learned into some applications that can be made to your life. Because of God's faithfulness in the past and the promises He has made, I can and should trust Him as I face any new challenges or opportunities in my life. If I fail to live as I should, I need to turn to Him, trust in Him to forgive and renew me. If God has prospered me, I need to be careful never to forget where my blessing came from, and definitely never boast of what I've done. God deserves all the credit. If there is someone who has wronged me, I need to leave justice or vengeance to the Lord rather than take it into my own hands. I need to make time to worship God and celebrate what He has done. And a good way to do this is to put my thoughts and feelings into a song. Songs touch the mind and emotions. They help us learn and remember how to worship and celebrate and order our lives. This chapter study approach can help get God's message, remember it, and apply the truth to your life.